Welcome back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. There it is. Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor. And Ben, I struggle to want to talk about this, but we got to talk about it.
Why do you struggle? Because you're
a – It's kind of like when you – it's the feeling of like maybe when your dad gets beat up in a fight and you watch it, or like your hero – like if Superman, like you saw Superman doing cocaine in like an alley or something like that.
I was just going to say, this is like your hero getting it. This is like Tiger Woods and his DUI.
There you go. That's a good one. Why did I go with Superman and cocaine? I don't know, but that's where I went. But it's Bruce's comments, which you could do multiple shows that start off with that lately, Bruce's comments. But most recently, I guess it was last night, on TNT, the March Madness show.
Yeah, it was after Hubert Davis got fired.
So. Yeah, they were discussing Hubert Davis firing, and he had this quote, and I'm going to let Ben read it so that it's verbatim, okay? Read the quote, and then we're going to discuss it.
Yeah, it is, and I wanted to write down, because we didn't know if we had permission to use audio or not, so I wrote it down word for word, and this is Bruce, and this is just his – This is the loyalty part. I'm not going to go through the Hubert Davis.
Yeah, just the loyalty part.
He said, "That's why I'm sitting here, guys, period. That's part of the reason why I'm sitting here, because there is no loyalty anymore." Exclamation point.
Okay. All right. So
there's a lot to unpack from this.
He said earlier in that quote, you know, Hubert Davis, the connection to North Carolina, the success he's had, which I don't even know what his record is there, if he's even had success. And then he gets fired for not winning enough games when his best player's hurt.
Yep.
So, like, that in and of itself is an okay conversation.
I'm okay with that.
Do you think that's a fair conversation?
That is a fair conversation. Like, we've talked about it with football programs, not necessarily football programs that lose a starting quarterback. Like, you know, that's like firing a when your best player out of five that are on the floor gets hurt, if that leads to your termination, then yes, I think that is a problem, because clearly you've had your best guy taken away from you. That's equivalent to a guy's quarterback going down in football, and then they're like, oh, he had a terrible season, couldn't, you know, we got to let him go. And it's like, well, I mean, our main guy went down on the, you know. I mean, take a look at Florida State. They wanted Norvell gone after his guy basically won them all those games as soon as he got hurt, and they got blown out by Georgia. People are like, see, he can't coach. Well, he lost his best player. He lost his quarterback. So,
so his 5 years, am I correct? He was a runner-up in his very first year?
Yeah.
And then he got NIT. They declined it. Then he made it to the Sweet 16. And then he won the conference that year too. And then they both got knocked out in the first round the last 2 years. So, yeah, there's been some success there. It's probably not at the standard of what, you know, UNC wants, but that's neither here nor there. Okay. He clearly was talking about the loyalty of a school and a coach, right? Like, yep. Clearly that was the discussion, because I had a conversation and, you know, there's not a lot of loyalty from players either. Like, there's the loyalty thing of, like, players coming and going. So, could he have been talking about that? But clearly the conversation was around loyalty between a school and a coach. Like, there's no argument there, right?
No, because he went – if there is an argument, then that's the weirdest transition I've ever seen, to talk about a coach getting let go due to loyalty, and then he immediately go into – that's why I'm sitting here, and him speaking about players.
Okay, so let's go there. Okay. That's a big reason why I'm sitting here, assuming I'm sitting here on TV and not coaching,
right?
Because there's not loyalty anymore. Ben, that's a really wild statement.
It's a damaging statement to a few people, either to him or to Auburn University, because there are already people speculating, did Auburn ask him to step down? Did Auburn ask him to move on? Because I've been under the assumption this entire time that this was all Bruce's call. This was all his decision. This was 100% on him, along with Kyle. It was the worst kept secret in basketball. You and I have talked about it. whether this happened this year or 3 years from now, Stephen was going to be the heir apparent because Bruce was grooming him to take over the program when he stepped away.
Yeah, so clearly by those statements, he believes that it sounds like he still wanted to coach this team.
Yes.
Like in his mind. But so what are the reasons he wouldn't coach? The only options that he's not coaching this team are if he gets fired. Well, that didn't happen because then we'd owe him this giant buyout, and you're not going to fire a coach, you know, right before the season. Or he resigned so that his son, to guarantee the son could get his job. So is loyalty to Bruce in this conversation that we, and I say we, I'm talking about Cohen and leadership and whatnot, weren't just 100% all in about a head coach in waiting set up to where Bruce coached this last year and then Steven was named the head coach in waiting? I mean, that's got to be the only thing he could be talking about, because loyalty, he was more of a Auburn fans liked him more than they liked football coaches.
Yes. He could get away with anything. I mean, literally could have beaten up the mayor at Toomer's Corner and they wouldn't charge him. I mean,
all the sellouts, the gamble that they took on him, that Jay Jacobs took on him back when they hired him with a show cause, the continual upping in pay, the renovations to, I mean, I know they never necessarily got the basketball only facility. I think that was a crazy request anyway, because the arena is almost like a basketball only facility. I know they do have gymnastics and stuff in there, but that's, you know, whatever. I am just shocked by that particular statement. So is loyalty, you have to be, whose terms is the loyalty on? Who gets to determine what the definition of loyalty is?
I'm thinking more along the lines of not just what you're saying right there, but what took place behind closed doors, because he's acting like Auburn wasn't loyal to him. And I don't know how much more loyal you could get, because I'm going to run back down what you just said, hired during show calls. Let's not forget that Chuck Person was basically doing things under his watch, which that usually will cost the head coach's job if one of his main assistants, you know, and you got the Sharif Cooper situation, you got the Marcus Wiley situation, you know, the Purifoy situation that, you know, end up, you know, putting a guy in jail for a little bit. And so it's, all this takes, and Auburn stood by him, gave him raises, gave him upped his contract, and anything he asked for, he got, including, let's call it what it is, when he sat down and had the plan of change of power and coach in waiting, wanted his son to do it, and they pulled the trigger without interviewing anybody, went directly with Stephen.
Didn't really have an option. But
I've told you, I still am okay with it, because I thought that was going to take place 3 years down the road. I didn't, you know, I think it pisses people off because they jumped the gun and did it this year instead of doing it 2 years from now. But it's almost like he's pointing the finger at Auburn going, that's why I'm sitting here, because of the lack of loyalty. I'm like, from who? It's not the fans. It's not the administration based on your pay and how you've been given – a very loose chain to be able to do what you want, when you want. We've talked about the political stuff that, you know, CBS has endured now, but Auburn fans dealt with that too. When he was here, he did a BLM, you know, parade. He's been very adamant about his faith, with his Jewish faith. And people have just been like, that's Bruce. Let him exercise his right to do what he wants to do. Like, if there's anybody in this country that coaches basketball that has been shown loyalty, it is Bruce friggin' Pearl.
So let me ask you this. So correct me if you think I'm wrong on this. Bruce seems to be saying, in my opinion, that Auburn didn't show loyalty to him by allowing the head coach in waiting scenario. That seems to be what he's saying to me. Like, I would have been coaching if Auburn was loyal and wanted to do things the way I wanted to do after all I've done. If they were loyal to me, I would still be coaching. And then Steven would just move right in as head coach in waiting. Do you think that's pretty much what he's saying there?
That's what it comes across as. Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
I have no idea if that's the case, but
that is the way it's being interpreted.
As I tell people all the time, being in the radio industry and what I say on the air, when people go, he said this, and I'll tell people, I say, well, I'm not going to argue with them because perception's reality. And if that's how they perceived it, that's probably what they heard, no matter what I said or what I prove I said, even sending them a copy, their perception is I slighted them in some way. And they got the right to feel that way because perception's reality.
Okay, sorry. So let me ask you, so if we agree on that, let me ask you this. Did what Bruce achieve at Auburn earn him the right to dictate terms beyond his career, like the end of his career? So in other words, okay, sure, he's saying Auburn should have been loyal to me, but hell, I earned it.
Yeah.
That, I mean, is that a fair argument?
It part of it.
Okay.
Part of it's a fair argument because I've had this discussion with a buddy of mine who said, well, Bruce has earned it. I said, no, Bruce earned the right to sit at the table and have the discussion, whereas a lot of coaches don't have that right. But at the end of the day, the administration has to do what's best for Auburn, not what's best for Bruce. And we've clearly seen that with football coaches in the past, you know, even basketball coaches in the past. I mean, people forget the Cliff Ellis years. Yeah, they were, you know, he had some up years, some down years, but they're towards the end of his career. Auburn had to do what they thought was best for Auburn and run him off. And, you know, now granted, they didn't fill that spot with somebody that was good with Lebo, but Auburn at the end of the day has to do what's best for Auburn. But to answer your question, kind of, Bruce earned the right to sit at the table with the administration, the president, the AD, all the board of trustee members, and say, this is what I would like to happen. Now, he did not earn the right to call that shot and for it to actually happen.
Is there anybody that can earn that right? Like, is there anything you can do to earn that right?
You can be Nick Saban.
Okay.
That's about the only one. You could be John Wooden back with UCLA. You could be Dean Smith or Mike Krzyzewski in sports. Bruce was not that. I mean, he wasn't.
I would argue, though, with all the context around it, you could argue what Bruce did at Auburn is more impressive than what a lot of those guys did at their current stops.
Yeah, but that's like the Hall of Fame question. At the end of the day, the championships weren't there, and they were with Dean Smith, Mike Krzyzewski, Nick Saban, John Wooden. Hey, I'm sorry, when you're hanging banners, that's just a big difference between that and pulling a cellar dweller out and making them a contender. They'll always look at championship. I mean, they do that right now with Hall of Fame candidates. You know, a guy can be great on his team.
Bruce is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
He will be. I completely agree with that. But like with pro football players, they're like, yeah, but he didn't win a championship. I'm like, he's the best player on the field. Larry Fitzgerald was the best receiver on the field. They never even sniffed the friggin' playoffs. So
I thought he got to play in the Super Bowl.
They did when he had what's his name?
Kurt Warner.
Yeah. But
for the most part, for
99% of his career, he did not sniff the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has earned the right to sit at the table and ask for some things to take place in his name.
But in your opinion, he did not have the right to say, you have to do it my way or you're not being loyal.
Yeah, I don't think he had. And honestly, Kyle, I would say out of all those guys I just mentioned, John Wooden, Mike Krzyzewski, Dean Smith, Nick Saban, none of them drew a line in the sand and said it's this way. Or the
are you sure about Mike Krzyzewski? Wasn't John Shire his assistant? Wasn't that his boy?
Well, Duke was going to go within the Duke family anyway.
Were they?
Not to mention, John Shire if we want to compare records to his succession to Mike Krzyzewski compared to Stephen's success to Bruce Pearl thus far, Shire's done pretty good.
No, he has. He's done really good. But
But I still don't know that Krzyzewski – I think Krzyzewski probably sat down and said, I want to make sure a Duke Blue Devil coaches this team. I bet he did do that. But I don't know that he drew a line in the sand and said, it's John Shire or nobody.
Okay. I mean, we don't know the answer to that.
That's my assumption. Yes, Krzyzewski earned the right to sit down and explain what he wanted to take place. But at the end of the day, the Duke administration needed to do what's best for Duke. Now, they made the right call. It's worked out for them. And look, it may be the right call for Bruce 5 years down the road. I mean, you bring back four in a good recruiting year, and you saw where Auburn just brought in.
That's where I want to take this next.
Yeah,
Auburn
just brought in a general manager. Listen, 5 years from now, we may look back at this conversation and go, he was right. He was right to draw a line in the sand. It has worked out. It's been perfect.
Exactly.
Right now, this fresh off of his retirement / going into TV and leaving Stephen and Bruce still remaining at the campus with an office, being the quote-unquote ambassador of Auburn. That's another thing. He's still making a check from Auburn as being an ambassador of Auburn. So for him to say there's no loyalty, it's kind of like, bro, you're biting the hand that feeds you right now.
So that's where I want to take this conversation. I kind of want to put it on, like, talk about it around the lens of Stephen and Stephen moving forward. Like, I think Stephen can be a good coach. I think he can be and you mentioned it. You bring back it was a crazy situation, but you bring back, you know, a core group of four, maybe five guys. You hire – you just talked about Brian Clohman, your GM that you just hired from Louisville, who they rave about as far as the work he can do in the portal, and that is essentially what Auburn's going to live and die on. Basketball, because I just don't know that Auburn's ever going to have the funding to compete in the high school space at a very high level. Mm-hmm. But you can go out and you can evaluate and get some mid-major guys that are ready to step up and play at a high level. I think he can be a really good coach.
I do too.
I'm not anywhere close to closing the book on him like a lot of people are.
Nope.
But what I'm afraid of is that a lot of these comments from Bruce, like that comment right there, that ain't got nothing to do with Stephen.
Nothing.
But Stephen's going to wear it.
It's
with a lot of the Auburn fans and a lot of the people that spend money that are like, oh, we aren't loyal. You didn't get loyalty. Man, we've spent millions on, you know, donations and tickets and this, that, and the other. I mean, you can't even get a seat up until now. You couldn't get on the list for a scholarship seat unless you donated $500,000.
No, you still can't. NIT doesn't count. NIT controls the tickets, not Auburn. So
I'm not talking about tonight. I'm not talking about the NIT. I'm talking about, like, if you wanted to go buy season tickets in the scholarship level,
yeah,
you had to $500,000.
Yes,
just to be on the list. What I'm worried is the anger or the resentment from his comments that just keep coming will fall in Stephen's lap.
He's
making it harder.
It legitimately is, quote unquote, the sins of the father. I mean, it Bruce is putting him in a bad position to answer some questions with donors, with alumni, with players.
Yeah.
With parents, when he's sitting in there talking to players' parents. And it doesn't help, as I said, with Bruce being on payroll and having an office in the building, and every game they're showing him sitting either on the corner of the floor or sitting in a seat out there, you know, when he's not doing TV work. Yeah, this is not helpful. I would say as a dad, he is doing Stephen a disservice with these quote-unquote hot takes, because whether he likes it or not, that Pearl name is interlinked with one another. And Stephen is going to be asked about it. Even if it's not publicly, he's going to be asked about it on the recruiting trail in camps when he goes to, you know, the, you know, when Auburn does their takeover days, when the coaches go and speak to alums and boosters, somebody's going to walk up to him and go, man, you know, after you're losing, you know, after your season, when things didn't work out and we didn't go to the tournament, I still cut a check, but apparently there's no loyalty. So, I mean, do I want to do that next year? I mean, it's, I think that that was a bad, and again, he may clarify these comments later and say he was talking about North Carolina, not Auburn. But the fact that he said, let me read it again, that's why I'm sitting here, guys. That's part of the reason why I'm sitting here, because there's no loyalty anymore.
And look, here's the deal. In a vacuum, okay, if you're only talking about should he have been able to name his successor the way he wanted to or not, I think I know where you stand, and I probably lean more along the lines of you than most, okay? I think there's probably an argument that Auburn owed it to Bruce for what he did for Auburn to let him transition out the way he wanted to do it. I think there's an argument there. So in a vacuum, if that's what Bruce is referring to, I think there is at least somewhat of maybe an argument. If you believe that Bruce had done enough to say, I want to step down, but I want to do it the way I want to do it based off of taking you to the Final Fours, bringing you out of the whatever. Okay, I get that. But it's not just that, man. There's so much when you talk about loyalty, that fan base, that student section that freaking they camped out and they under freeze warnings, like extreme temperatures. They had a stampede one time and people got like their noses busted up and bleeding. And then you got the money aspect where Auburn's a football school, but they were very passionate about basketball and we were always able to compete from a money standpoint. The season tickets, the constant sellouts, there was a lot of loyalty there. So Bruce may have been looking at it at a very singular lens, like one single lens, but from a holistic standpoint, he missed the mark big time. And I hope that it doesn't make Steven's job even harder. I don't see how it won't, but hopefully it has no effect on what Steven can do, because I like Steven, man. I like him. He's more. Bruce is an anomaly, and it may take an anomaly to win at Auburn. Who knows? But Steven's more like every single other coach you see out in college basketball.
I made this comparison the other day. I said, Bruce was what Auburn needed to get Auburn people excited about basketball.
Yes.
He did. He had his flaws in coaching. He did that as well. But he outweighed that with some of his recruiting and the way he was able to put a staff together and allowing his players to be sort of free. That's what brought some players here too. And he brought in some good names. I mean, when you talk about Kessler that – Hubert Davis didn't want, Kessler came in here and did just great at Auburn.
Yeah.
And now he's playing in the NBA.
Exactly.
Jabari Smith Jr., as well as, you know, Sharif Cooper. I mean, these guys that he brought, and he found hidden gems, you know, Division II guys that he brought in and made better and turned loose and let them. So he's got a lot of promise did Bruce. Did he have his faults? Yes. When it comes to Steven, now that the Auburn fans are excited about basketball, which that's a good thing, Kyle. That's a good thing people are pissed about this, because I can tell you back in 2002, this doesn't happen. Nobody really cares about this.
Yeah.
Now they do. So Bruce did his job of getting Auburn fans excited about basketball. Now it's going to be Steven's job to keep them excited with W's, not cheering like Bruce did, not going and kissing babies and going to birthday parties like Bruce did. Steven's job is going to be to coach basketball, put players in positions to succeed, and keep the W's rolling and keep Auburn in the tournament. Then he'll be fine. And I think he can do that. I think Steven has the makeup to do that.
No, I agree. I wish Bruce would just stop talking about all, like just be an analyst and don't talk about Auburn anymore.
And well, it's not just Auburn. He knows Hubert Davis personally, so he's going the personal route on some of these takes. And
yeah, but don't throw Auburn under the bus, man.
Right. He needs to keep it professional, not personal.
Yeah.
And again,
He's
a very emotional, personal guy.
That's why we love him.
Yep. Yeah. We love him because you can walk into Hamilton's in downtown Auburn, and he's not the type of coach that wants to be ignored. If you say, "Hey, coach, how you doing?" "Hey, man," he'll get up and start hugging on you.
And it's real.
Yeah. And that's 24/7. That wasn't something.
And that's why CBS wants him on there.
That's exactly it.
because he's real. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. He's very much like Charles Barkley. They're very similar.
I think that's the best way.
I wonder if Charles said anything to him about that. You think they've had a conversation?
Since yesterday, maybe, because they talk to each other a lot. But I'd be curious today, because the Sweet 16 continues today, and Charles will be on there tonight. If they say, "Hey, what do you take from this?" I'll be interested to see what Charles says.
Yeah.
That's the one part where I wish
that's Charles, TV, man. They got to lob that one up.
Oh, they got to. If you want ratings, bring that up to Chuck and let him discuss it a little bit.
Yeah.
And because surely by tonight, he's heard what took place. He heard it the minute it happened,
I'm sure.
There's a donor that has his private number that has said, "Hey, our boys over on True TV, not representing Auburn like you represent Auburn."
And I want to ask a couple of basketball. You and I both. We have some, basketball donor guys. I'd be curious to know what their thoughts are, off the record on those comments.
I want to reiterate, because I've seen the social media, Twitter, the message boards, all that, where some are defending it and they're saying, "Well, he's talking about North Carolina." That's not the way it came out. You listen to the quote, write it down.
I don't know any other way you can.
I don't either.
Somebody tell me the right way to interpret that, because I don't know. I try. I'm like the most skeptical guy, and if typically when the crowd runs in one direction, I automatically, before I even know what it is, I'm running in the other direction. So I tried so hard to come up with something here, and I'm drawing blanks.
Oh, spinning it in a positive light is the biggest set of orange and blue beer goggles I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you can do here, but
we talked about Charles. Kyle, does he walk it back? He's still drawing a check from Auburn. Does he walk it back tonight? Does he say,
what if that bank draft done hit next time? Maybe that's what it is. What if the bank draft stopped? Maybe that's what he's talking about.
Maybe that could be it.
He lost his ambassador position.
Yeah.
I don't want to start that rumor. Let's get out of here before we start a rumor. How about that?
Yeah, no doubt.
Good stuff. Ben, appreciate you, man. Y'all have a great weekend. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.